Welcome to Season 8 of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping coaches, teachers, and leaders of all types become their best through the use of quotes. I'm your host, Scott Rosberg. Each week, we'll discuss inspirational, impactful, and motivational quotes to help you become your best as you work to lead your teams to become their best. So make sure you've laced them up tight, you're focused on your target, and you're ready to dive in to today's great quotes for coaches. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And today we're going to, I'm going to wrap up the little mini series I've been doing on commitment. We don't have to be committed anymore after this. Just kidding. This has been a little bit of a foray into something, as I've said the last few weeks, that is important right now for me because my basketball team, we're now well into our off season, and the concept of being committed is huge if you want to improve at the things that you say you want to improve at. And I've been extremely pleased with some of our kids' commitment to doing just that. Now, the last few weeks, I have highlighted, given shout-outs to various people. I started with a few coaches, Nick and Jeremy. Jeremy's a parent, but we're trying to get him involved as well. And he's already, when we work with kids, and he's in the gym, he's really good with them. And so we're trying to get him involved in some way, because I can see there's a coach right there in him. It's real obvious. And whether you believe it or not, Jeremy, there's a coach in you. And so we're trying to get Jeremy involved. Nick is a coach I worked with all this year. I'm not saying people's last names. These guys, they're adults. I guess I could. But I, with the kids especially, I'm not saying last names. You know, the whole concept of, keeping last names out of minors, out of the news, if you will, with minors. But anyway, Nick and Jeremy, a couple of guys who are people right here, parents of kids who I just did shout outs for after those two, as well as Alan down in Gillette, Wyoming, just loyal listeners and people who have commented on, various episodes that they've liked. So that was my first one. But then I realized I wanted to start talking about commitment. Actually, I had done an episode already on commitment, and I thought I want to talk a little bit more about it because this is the time of year I've been telling my players you have to get committed to your skill development in the off season. And I don't know that all of them fully understand that. I know that through the years, all of them didn't fully understand that. Many did. And on those teams where we had great success, it was obvious who did. Any year, it's obvious who understands. They got to put the time in. But it's not just putting time in, I've said to you. It's putting in the effort. What are you doing with that time? And so, I decided I'm just going to do these episodes on commitment. And then I decided, you know what? I've got a couple of kids who are working so hard and so well that I want to do a little shout out for them. And the first one was Olivia, and just talking with her yesterday, I asked her a question I'm going to talk about here in a second. I just loved her response. And so you're going to see what I'm talking about in a minute. And then last week I highlighted Marcus. Well, Olivia is Jeremy's daughter. Marcus is Nick's son. And they both have just put in a lot of time over the last few months. Marcus, since Christmas time, just put in a lot of time coming to the gym and working on their games and really working to improve at their skill levels. But what I've really seen is not just a commitment to that, but a joy in what they're finding is some real success, some real growth and real development. The whole reason that you get committed to work like this, that's what it should be. they should be enjoying it, and they're enjoying some of the fruits of their labor. Not so much yet because of they haven't gotten to play in games since the season, but they have been enjoying the fruits of their labor as they're seeing their actions lead to success during our workouts. And then we usually have them play some games at the end, and they're starting to put those things into that they're working on, starting to put those things into their games, and they're going, "Oh, I really like how this works." So today I want to give a shout out to, I've been thinking about multiple kids. I'm going to zero in on one who is in our program, and that's Brody. And Brody is an eighth grader who has been to every single weight room and every single open gym session that we've had since our season ended. And we've been keeping track. And, you know, I've got other guys who've been there almost as much. And so I'm going to end up talking about them as we go on. I'll just mention names right now. Kyle and John, great job to both of you. John is actually in track. And so his commitment is he gets out of track and he kind of runs in and he's getting to the open gyms. He's not able to get into the weight room usually as much. It's not that he's not getting in, but not as much because he's at track practice. And so that's fine. I've told these players, if you're in another sport, I don't expect to see you at any of this, but I expect that you're working on some things on your own. And that's great. But Brody has been there every day. And Kyle is right behind him. You know, Kyle hadn't been coming at the start of what we did. And I just mentioned it one day to him and one of his teammates. Boom, Kyle has made that commitment. So great job, Kyle. But I wanted to highlight Brody because he's putting in the time. And here's the thing about Brody. I know that this isn't the only time that he's working on the things that he needs to work on to improve as a player. And he's already a good player. He's an eighth grader who played up on our C squad this year. And he deserved to be there. He's that good. And yet he also saw, holy cow, this high school ball is a whole lot different, a whole lot quicker, stronger, whatever you want to call it, than it is down in middle school. And so he had that eye-opening experience during the season. And I think of all the players, he is the one who said, I need to get myself ready for what I want in the future. And so I'm really excited for you, Brody, what you're doing. Hopefully he gets a chance to listen to this. Really excited for what he is doing and what the time he's putting in, but not just the time, the effort. Brody, I don't know that he was as focused on the weight room as he is now. And I don't know, eighth grade, a lot of kids have not gotten into the weight room yet, and that's okay. They didn't necessarily have to. But he's big and strong enough now that, yeah, he can get into the weight room and start working out. His dad, shout out to his dad, Chase, because he's been a guy who has been totally committed to helping kids, not just Brody, but helping kids have a great experience at this. He's another one who's a dad who coaches. He's coached Brody and his younger brother, Beckham, through the years in the off season in the kind of travel ball. And another guy who's committed to the weight room, so I wouldn't shock me that Brody would get committed to the weight room. And it's such an important step for a young player to take to get that commitment level where, okay, the weight room's not going to mess up your shot. And Brody is, I can say if he's not the best shooter in our program, he's as close to it as there is. And he's in eighth grade. He has worked on his shot. Again, shout out to Dad, but shout out to Brody that he has made the effort. You know, Dad, I know, provided the opportunity, and Brody has just run with it. But a lot of players who are good shooters worry that the weight room is going to mess up their shot. And I dealt with that back in the 90s, and I've dealt with it ever since, actually, when I was coaching in the back in the Chicago area where I'm from in the 80s. You know, it's where weight training was not as much a part of basketball back then. And we tried to really get kids to see it's not going to mess your shot up as long as you keep shooting, keep playing. And so Brody is totally bought into that concept now, and he is getting stronger. And his shot as he's probably seeing, he's going to be able to shoot it from further away because he's getting stronger. That's just how it works. And the shot is still true. It's still pure. And so yeah, shout out to you, Brody. Great job, and keep up that great work. Love seeing what you're doing now, but what I'm really looking forward to is seeing how it pays off next season. And yeah, the rest of you who are out there working, like I said, I'll zero in on a couple of other guys, and I think I might keep doing this. And here's what I wanted to say to you about me talking to Olivia yesterday. I asked her, how did that make you feel when you heard me do that shout out to you? Because she didn't know that was coming. And but I told you before, her dad listens to the podcast, and then she starts listening to the podcast with him, and he'd ask her some things about it. And, you know, at first, like, yeah, you know, but eventually she's zeroed in and she's liking the things that she's hearing, the messages, the lessons. And then she tells us that one day a few weeks ago, yeah, I listen to it whenever I'm working out. And it's like, well, that's cool. You know, great job. So that's why I did my shout out, because not only is she listening to the podcast, but she's working extremely hard on her game and seeing great results. So I asked her yesterday, how did that make you feel to hear that? She said, I really liked it a lot. You know, it made me, you know, happy, because I somebody's recognizing the work that I'm putting in. And I said, that's exactly what I was wanting to do that for. And I said, and here's the other thing. I said, did it make you want to come back and do more? She said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to go back right then and get in the gym, you know. And I said, how do you think it would make your teammates feel if I were to do shout outs for them? Do you think it would make them want to get in the gym more? Absolutely, she said. I said, what about the teammates who aren't in here? Do you think it would make them want to, you know, get in the gym? And do you think it would make them think or say, gosh, I'd like to hear my name like that? And she said, oh yeah, I think so. And so I got to thinking that what a great way for any of us to try to, you know, instill that concept in others that, you know, I mean, the whole reason to play, to work, isn't for the praise, okay? I get it. We've got to get to a point where people do things for the, you know, innate good and joy of doing them. But at the same time, if our words of praise are the thing that will help somebody along, why wouldn't we spread those words of praise? So coaches, here's what I'm going to do, or any of you who are listening. If you know somebody, if you would like to give a shout out to somebody in your program or a team member of yours at work, whatever role you have, if you'd like that and you'd think, hey, this is a forum that I think would be good for them to, you know, to hear their names with a shout out, let me know. And I'll go ahead and do that on here. In fact, I was thinking I might create a separate podcast just for shout-outs, and where we're talking about what people have done that got us to go, hey, great job. You know, spotlighting them is the term that we've used for quite a few years now. I've heard that in various places, but one of my former coaches that I worked with for a year, Mark Albert, great coach, great guy, and he just did a great job with the Hamilton Lady Bronx in Hamilton, Montana. He used to spotlight all the time after practices and after games. And, you know, I got to sit down at a couple of practices of his and saw that in a game. I think I was in the locker room after a game. And, yeah, it was just outstanding stuff. So yeah, so if you're interested in that, email me at scott@slamdunksuccess.com and give me the name of a person. It can be a kid. It can be another adult, whoever. And what they did. Now, if it's a kid, I'll only use first names. Okay? But if it's an adult, we can use their whole name if, you know, we think that's all right. And what was it that they did that you'd like them to have a shout out for? Now, today's episode, I've gone 14 minutes already, and we haven't even gotten to the quotes yet. So it won't go like that. But I'd like to do something with a little 2-minute spotlight on various people. And so anyway, I think it's a pretty cool idea. It's been kind of spreading right now with this podcast, and we'll see where I go with it. Because now that today is going to probably be the last day for the commitment quotes, maybe, and we move on, doesn't mean we can't do a shout out at the start of each episode. Or like I say, maybe we'll do something where we just focus on the shout outs and the spotlights, and we hear what people are doing. So, all right. So what about the quotes, Scott? That's what I came here for. All right. Well, sorry, 15 minutes in and now we're finally getting to the quotes. I thought this was going to be a shorter episode, but maybe it won't be. Actually, I don't know that I'm going to take as long with each quote. That might help here. But the first quote is by Jean-Paul Sartre. I always never know how to say it. A lot of people just say Sartre and don't say the R-E at the end of his name. But he said, commitment is an act, not a word. And it's like, that's it right there. That's what it's all about. These kids who I've been talking about, adults, it's not that they're, you know, talking about their commitment to something. It's that they're showing their commitment to it by actually acting. And so that is such a key to any kind of success that we get committed to. So if you want to have success, get commitment, get committed, and act on that commitment. Don't just talk about what you will do. Do it. All right? So love that first quote from Sartre. As they say, often struggle with how that is. If you know, here I was Mr. English teacher, but you know that's a French name, so you got to be able to cut me a little slack on that one. All right, second one, Peter Drucker, big business guru. Unless commitment is made, there are only promises and hopes, but no plans. So unless you are committed to doing what you say you do, you're just kind of, you know, promising that, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But true commitment means you actually do it. Okay. And unfortunately, too many, you know, people who are not committed only offer promises and hopes. They don't really plan. Now, the plan part, I even have a little bit of a problem with because, okay, you can plan it, but until you go back to what Sartre said and you act, you still have only promises and hopes. I'm going to butcher this name, but Haile Gebrselassie, an Ethiopian distance runner. Once you have commitment, you need the discipline and hard work to get you there. Absolutely. So I say I'm committed to the cause. I say I'm committed to doing something, whatever it might be. Okay, that's great. But you need discipline. There's a word I've talked about numerous times. And hard work to get you there. You actually have to get out and do it. Do the work. And it's hard work. And it takes discipline. I've been talking about discipline and my lack of discipline lately in terms of, you know, what I'm eating and what I'm putting into my body and how much I'm not working out like I used to, et cetera, et cetera. I am not showing the proper commitment right now to my discipline and hard work. So I can talk a good game, but until I actually get out and do it, there's no true commitment. So we have to make sure we stay with that word discipline and get that work in. This is what Brody's been doing. This is what Marcus has been doing and Olivia and a lot of other kids that I say, I'll be spotlighting. And if you know those people, if you want to get somebody on here, somebody's name on here and talk about, have me talk a little bit about them, we'll get you, your kids or your people on here too. Scott@slamdunksuccess.com. Give me your stories, please. Dr. Carol Dweck, one of my favorite books that I've read ever now, but in the last 10 years, Mindset. Oh, you got to read Mindset. You don't know what your abilities are until you make a full commitment to developing them. Yes. See, you just don't know where you can go with the things that you've got, you know, your abilities. You don't know until you make a full commitment to developing them. That's what I'm wanting my players to do. Make that full commitment to developing your skills, to developing in the weight room, to developing your strength, to developing as a player. Because if you do that, my gosh, the sky is the limit, okay, for what you can accomplish and you can achieve. And that goes for all of us in any walk of life. And then finally, the great motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. The only limit to your impact is your imagination and commitment. I love this concept. You can have great impact in this world. Every one of us can. The only limit to the impact we have is our imagination, what we think up we could be able to do, all right? But then thinking about it and having this great imagination means nothing if we don't get committed to doing that thing, the thing that we are imagining and the thing that we are trying to have an impact with. And so the only limit to what kind of impact you can have on the world, your own life, your teammates, etc., 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 is the imagination. Just figure out, think about, what could I do? How could I do this the best I could be? Just your imagination and then your commitment to getting things done. Go back to the very first quote, the act, not the words, the act. Get committed to those things, right? And then get after the discipline and hard work that you need to develop them. So you can see how each of these quotes today fit well together into this concept of commitment. Love this idea. Love the whole series that we've been doing. Told you it would ultimately be a shorter episode because each of these quotes is outstanding unto itself, but it really says what needs to be said. There's not too much more to say about them. This is called the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And so the quotes themselves in these five, they said it all. And it's up to you to go out and do the things that you need to do to make sure that the commitment that you are making to whatever it is, that you fulfill it. All right, I love this idea. Love what we've done over the last few weeks with this. Again, let me know the names of anybody that you have in your life that you want to shout out for how committed they are to getting certain whatever it is done. Let me know what the thing is that they're committed to, what actions they're doing. Scott@slamdunksuccess.com. Get me those spotlights that you'd like to hear, and we'll start doing some of yours as well if I get any. We'll see how many of you, you know, contact, write in, and if we have some, I'll put yours on as well. So come back next week. We'll start moving in a new direction, but we'll always be focused on commitment because that's what we all need if we're going to be the best we can be. So come back next week and see where we go on the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please do me a favor and leave a rating and a review and then subscribe to the podcast. Ratings and reviews and subscriptions are really helpful in getting more ears and more listeners getting a chance to hear podcasts. What we want to do is spread the messages of hope and inspiration from these great quotes to as many coaches, teachers, parents, and leaders of all types as possible. Also, check out our Slam Dunk Success site at slamdunksuccess.com and the Slam Dunk Success YouTube channel, where we have much more for you to help you on your road and your journey to success. I look forward to serving you again next time with another great quote for coaches.